Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The rest of the Jewish world prepares to celebrate Pesach and to celebrate this evening. We think of our fellow Jews, our brothers and sisters in the area of Ukraine. How are they going to be celebrating Pesach in the middle of a war? Rabbi Hillel Cohen is director of Hatzolah in Ukraine. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak to us. Good morning. How are you doing?
Hi, thank you.
The Jews in Ukraine, obviously under a tremendous amount of pressure, but does life go on to some extent as normal? Will they be able to even have a Seder this evening?
You know, it's not a month, it's 50 days. It's, remember me, like, you know, Pesach and the Shavuot. Maybe the Geulah is coming today. You know, for the old Jews in Ukraine, is a big... I can say it's like dark these days, and maybe today will be the really Yetziat Mitzrayim,
the redemption. Yetziat Mitzrayim, Geula.
Yeah, for me especially, it's the first Seder I will be alone. My family is in Eretz Israel, my wife, my 8 kids, and my 2 grandchild. I am alone, but I am 350 refugees, 350 Jews from all over Ukraine in Mezhibuzh near the Baal Shem Tov Kever. It's very interesting. I say everybody, I will in the center of the Seder, I will go to ask the Baal Shem Tov the 5 questions. What happened this year? And we opt to a good answer from the Baal Shem Tov.
It's just incredible, incredibly just difficult and, I guess, lonely. But yet it's not, because you're there for a reason. You're there to help people around you. Even though your children, your wife, your children, your grandchildren are not with you, it's got to be very, very hard to go into Pesach this way. Were you able to even get the right food, the Pesach tikkah food, matzah, everything that you've needed?
I want to say thank you for Agudas Yisrael in America. Mm-hmm. And from the campaign of Agudas Yisrael all over the world, they collect money and they really make a big, big job. They send for the all communities in Ukraine. They send for the all refugees in the all over, till Kiev, from Kiev till Budapest and Romania, Constanza and Poland. And also in Israel, with money and to Ukraine, they send for the all communities. The Jews, they still here. A lot of food, matzah, the all what everybody needs. And it's big, big humanitarian help. And I want to thank them.
So there is a feeling that you aren't alone, that the Jews around the world are thinking of you, are sending money, sending goods, doing whatever they can to help. That must be a very real comfort for the community, for the Jews of Ukraine.
You know, this is maybe the only one light on this dark, to see how the all Jews, the all the nation of the world is try to help. Try to take out, to get out people, and the Am Israel, the Jewish nation, the Israeli nation, help and start of from money and finish with last some help. I want to thank the office in Vienna, Rabbi Yaakov Frankel. Is the head of the office of Agudat Israel in Vienna, and they gave lots of trucks And you know, not only for Jews, they help some what I ask. And this is the only maybe I saw. I was yesterday in Bucha. Bucha is near Kiev. Everybody heard about Bucha.
Yes, I know
Bucha for many years. I'm living in Kiev for 23 years. And Bucha is the way of our camp, the summer camp. And I know right. Borodyanka, Bucha, and for me is a part of my life, is a part of my summer every year. And you know, I'm crossing this street, and I saw a mixer. I saw very, very art pictures for me, and I think only about you know, Baruch Hashem, I am a Jew. Baruch Hashem. I am a part of a Am Israel. They help, and I am not alone. I meet lot of friends and brothers around the world.
Absolutely right, Rabbi Hillel Cohen, director of Hatzolah Ukraine. I can tell you that I will be thinking of you tonight at our Seder. I'm in Israel for Pesach. I have the privilege of being in Israel for Pesach. I know the Jews of South Africa will all be thinking of the brothers and sisters in Ukraine who are celebrating Pesach under very, very difficult conditions. Wishing you a Chag Kasher V'Sameach, and may that light that you spoke about come quicker and dispel all of the dark.